This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocky and Lissa, mornings on 98.5 KRZ.
All right, what do you think of this? A politician, a lawmaker in Connecticut has proposed a bill that would require movie theaters to list two separate start times for every movie. So there'd have to be the start of the trailers and the commercials, and then the actual start time of the movie.
How bored are you in Connecticut that this is your biggest problem?
Well, I think he feels like he actually gets something done. Maybe if it gets passed.
If I lived in this guy's district, I'd be like, how about solve all the murders?
No, this is...
Then we'll worry about the movie thing.
It's truth in advertising, Liz. It claims we're being deceived by movie theaters because they're not giving us the exact time. But my theory is, just like clocks in my house that are 10 minutes fast, I like having that little buffer. Sue and I are always running late for the movie theater, and we think, oh, we're going to miss the movie. And we get there, the trailers are just starting.
And then you have time to get popcorn. It's not deceiving if they're telling you there are trailers. They're not lying to you. It'd be deception if they went, no, there's no trailers. What are you talking about? There's no commercials. We know the deal. This is not an issue.
We don't know the deal. What time does the movie start? We don't know, because every movie starts at a different time. Sometimes it's 5 minutes. Sometimes there's Pepsi commercials in there.
Still, you know-ish. Again, I just circle back to this dude. I'm not worried about sitting through a Nosferatu preview when groceries cost more than rent. Get a real problem. Get him on the phone.
It's truth in advertising. It really is. But I like the buffer period. I like not knowing because it fools my brain for being on time so I'm not missing the movie theater.
Yeah. I like it because I enjoy watching trailers. I'm not much of a movie nerd. I enjoy seeing what's coming.
Yeah, so do I. But a lot of times I don't make it in time.
So with your deception theory, we're going into a few commercials here. Are you going to tell the good KRZ family how many exactly are coming what they're for, how long they have to go potty if they have to?
We got about 6 minutes and then we'll get back to the music.
We don't have to hold society's hand this much, Congressman. Again, the murders. Solve those.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.